He tied me with a rope by both arms and carried me to the smokehouse. When he got in, he threw the rope over the joist of the smokehouse and left me there all night. He just allowed my toes to touch the floor when he tied me up by my wrists. But my child, the Lord was with me that night. I managed to get my wrists out of the rope and sat up nodding in the smokehouse all that night. I was afraid to let him see me down, so just as he was about to unlock the door the next day, I slipped my hands back into the rope. He thought I had been tied all night, but bless the Lord. Sally Smith.
You won't go back to the future, you know.
What?
If you get beat again, you won't go back. You know why? I said, you know why? 'Cause you've been beat before and you know it won't kill you. Oh, it'll hurt like the dickens, but it won't kill you. And if you ain't gonna die, you don't go back.
What do you want, Rufus?
Come to take you out of here, this place.
Maybe I like it here.
There ain't room to stand in there, nor to stretch out if you're lying flat. Did they hit you much?
Enough.
Did you get dog bit?
Yes, but I bit back until a man hit me again.
Come on with me, Dana. Let's go home.
Can't. I'm being sold south. The Mississippi, I hear.
No.
That's what I hear. They don't tell me anything, of course. It maybe it's Alabama.
No, you're mine now.
What?
I bought you.
Did you, Rufus? Oh, sweet.
Here. Come on. Lean on me. That's right. Please be quiet till I get you home with me.
I couldn't get back when they hit me. I couldn't get back when they beat me. I knew it wouldn't kill me. And get back to the future.
You're already home, Dana. You should know that by now.
Oh, God. Oh, hush up, Panda. I'll feed you soon. I got Dana cleaned up a little. Now, give me that paste from that bag of hers. Hush now, baby. This thing filled with mush? I've been hearing what Dana's saying, even if she is half crazy. Something in that mush makes the swelling go down. It kills something we can't even see.
You used some of that on me, didn't you?
Child, I've seen more lash welts than anybody ever should. We mixed this with the brine and it works. I never seen nothing else that ever eased the whip welts at time. But this mash deal.
Oh, God, that stings.
Oh. You're awake now. You want me to use some of this from your bag that we used on Alice?
Bactine. Yeah, I don't think it was marketed for beating victims, but what the hell.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Alice.
Mm-hmm. I guess you ain't what I thought.
What's that?
A white nigga.
No.
I guess we all in that same bad place. I gonna fold this piece of skin back to where it belongs now.
Ah! It's a pretty bad place. What am I going to do? Rufus didn't send any of my letters to Kevin. And now I'm legally his property.
He keeps saying that he's doing things out of love. But he keeps ending up owning more of us body. And so it's a funny kind of love.
Oh, he doesn't own my soul. Or yours either.
He owns my child. My baby girl. It's the same thing. Come here, child. Come here. Here's some milk. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Do you hate him, Alice? Do you hate him for what he's done to you?
I passed hate now, girl. Long past that. It's something harder now. Yeah. That's right, little girl. Take the milk, baby.
Nobody forget nothing. They think we dumb animals that don't remember what was done. But we remember. I remember. I remember my sons, my four strong sons.
Sarah, I'll get better. And I won't forget it.
Oh, sorry, baby, sorry. Just a couple of more cuts. And that'll be all for this time.
This time.
One time, Massa hired me and a nigger boy, Turner, to work for some ornery white trash named Kid. One day, Turner goes off and don't come back. Old man Kid say, I know about it. And he tied my wrists together and stripped me. He hanged me by the wrists from a limb on a tree and straddled my legs around the trunk. Tied my feet together. Then he beat me. He beat me worse than I ever been beat before. And I faint dead away. When I come to, I'm in bed. I didn't care if when I died. Mary Reynolds.
That's a barometer. It says, well, it says the pressure is low. That means a storm might be coming, even though it's sunny outside right now. Don't be messing with that or you break it.
Yes?
That's a book.
Playing with it?
Not yet.
But soon.
I done told you she would learn to read, and she'll write. I promised Alice.
Let her play with the slate, then.
All right, here, honey. This is a slate board. And this is good Alabama chalk. One of these days, Dana will learn you to make your letters with it. See how you can draw pretty pictures?
Okay.
All right, here you go. No, don't eat it, honey. Write with it. That's it. Now you just play with that for a while. That fancy pen of yours is starting to run out, Dana.
This is the last ballpoint from my bag. I brought a 10-pack with me. I guess from now on it's quills and inkwells.
I've seen you using those. That'll be a trial for you at first. You're left-handed. I don't know why your schoolmaster didn't beat that out of you. Mine did.
You're left-handed?
Not no more.
I wondered where that came from in my family.
How would I know about your family?
I guess you wouldn't. Okay, Rufus, this is the final letter for the week. This one ought to keep the creditors off your back until the tobacco comes in.
I hope so. You're much better than I am at that.
I've had a lot of practice. After you get the 19th century jargon down, it's basically the same thing as shuffling your payments between credit cards.
Tobacco?
That sure is a tobacco leaf, honey. It sure is.
Tobacco.
2 years old and she's already a farmer like her father.
I saw you out in the fields yesterday.
I thought I should take a look at your agricultural enterprises, since I've been spending so much time discussing them in those letters.
I saw you talking to somebody.
I talked to several people.
To Sam.
I suppose I did.
He told you that it was too bad you were already spoken for.
It was an innocent remark. And how did you find that out?
Never mind.
Rufus, you didn't beat that man, did you?
I could have. You can't go with him, Dana.
Of course I can't. I'm married to Kevin.
That ain't all that I mean.
What else do you mean?
I mean that I won't have it. Sam ain't gonna have you.
Of course not. I am not interested in Sam.
You know as well as I do that we're near bankruptcy.
Rufus, are you threatening to sell that man?
I'm about to lose the farm, Dana. If that happens, every one of you will be sold off. He shouldn't have ought to have been fresh with you.
He asked me to teach his brother and sister to read, Rufus. That's all. Rufus!
It better be.
God help your soul, Rufus Whalen.
What's that, honey? What have you drawn?
Cotton.
Why, it sure is. That's cotton, honey. Sure as shooting.
Cotton.
April 1826. Dearest Kevin, my love, I do not know where or if ever this letter will find you. I have been on the Whalen plantation now for nearly 3 years. I miss you more every day. I am and always a prisoner here, even though I am not in physical chains. If it were not for the women whom I live among, I could not bear this life. In many ways, our bondage brings us together. But to rely on one another completely would be as big a mistake as to depend only on ourselves.
Something ain't right!
Oh, it done turned around the wrong way!
Ain't right.
I'm working on it, girl! Who are you pushing so hard you're gonna break my hand?
You
got a boy child this time.
I can't stand. I love him so much I can't stand it.
What you say?
I can't stand to ever see him thrown away. Never. Never. Never.
August 15th, 1826. Oh, Kevin, slavery tears at every human bond. Now that the little girl Hagar has been born, along with her brother John, I know that my family will continue, that my grandmother and mother are safe. At least I hope the danger to them is past. Alice is planning another run to freedom. Should I help her? To do so will put my family in danger once more. She has asked me to obtain for her some laudanum in order to keep the babies quiet on her journey.
Of course I want it. What's the matter with you?
The baby's only a few weeks old.
You get me the stuff so I can leave when I want to.
I've got it.
Give it to me.
God damn it, Alice. You keep working on him and you'll get what you want and live to enjoy it.
Don't you know? He'll never let any of us go. I've got to go before I turn into what people call me. I've got to go before I turn into what you are.
Alice doesn't mean it, I think. Yet still the words hurt. What kind of place is this, Kevin? Where the very notion of having any white blood could make me feel like a monster.
Why you let her talk to you like that? She can't get away with that with nobody else.
I don't know. Guilt, I suppose.
You ain't done nothing to be guilty of. Not like some. Something else troubling that girl.
What?
Everything all twisted up inside her like old gnaw root. I know how she feels. She jealous. Them children is the only hope she has. And that hope depends on Master Rufus.
Are you saying Alice is jealous of me?
For her children's sake. I know it don't make sense, but there it is.
September 28th, 1826. All is uncertain here, Kevin. Rufus swears he will never sell his children.
Most days I believe him. He is growing more and more erratic and capricious. It's hard to tell if he has a mental illness peculiar to himself, or if it's just the fact of his slaveholding eating away at his being. Do you mean to free the boy, Rufus?
I think so.
Rufus, answer me straight.
Yes, I will free them when they can look after themselves.
Why not now?
Because they're my hold.
Your hold?
On Alice. And you?
Why do you think they're a hold on me?
I'm not sure why, but there's some connection. The same as between you and me. I can feel it. But I'll set them free when the time comes.
The least you could do is go and tell Alice.
When I get around to it.
October 7th, 1826. Rufus toys with us all like a spoiled boy, Kevin. He is not a good man. I am no longer under that illusion. But it's possible that he means it. That he'll set the children free. Alice is having none of this.
It don't matter what he says. Did he show you any free papers?
No.
When he does, and you read them to me, maybe I'll believe him.
October 25th, 1826. I don't blame Alice for her doubts. But still, I don't want her to go. And I don't want her to risk Hagar and John. Hell, Kevin, I don't want her to risk herself. Elsewhere, under other circumstances, I would probably have disliked her. But here, we have a common enemy to unite us. You did what?
It was just because she's getting so... She won't do like she used to.
Sleep with you?
No, she'll do that.
What then?
It'll remind her that it's me that's important. That she has to...
Feel something?
That's right.
And you thought that telling her you were going to sell her children might make her love you more?
She'll never love me.
You got her man killed and now you threaten to sell her children?
I didn't have nothing to do with Nigel getting killed.
No, certainly not.
Yeah, one day that smart mouth of yours is going to get you in trouble that I can't get you out of. You go around acting like some wild animal, not properly
broken to serve my rightful master? I'm not the one behaving like an animal, Rufus. November 18th, 1826. I am in shock, Kevin. We found Alice hanging from her neck on a rafter in the barn. She had asked Sarah to look after the children for the afternoon in the kitchen, then gone straight there. She climbed a stack of hay, then kicked the straw from under her feet. Her neck didn't even snap. She just slowly choked to death. All alone.
Alice! 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 Help me! Help me get her down!
I'll go get something from the kitchen to cut her down with.
I've got a knife.
Lord! Where'd you get it?
I always carry it.
Please, please cut her down! Alice! Alice!
Okay, you can stand on the milking stool.
Okay, here.
Okay. You got a hold on... Master Rufus.
Yeah, I've got her. Alice, I've got her.
I'm cutting the rope.
Oh, I dropped her. I couldn't hold her. Let me just... I'll set her here. Help me put her in the hay, Sarah.
Yes, Mr. Rufus. Rufus, move back and I'll...
What have I done? What have I done, Alice?
Move back, Rufus, and I'll cut the rope from her neck.
You gonna stay here with him, Dana?
Yes, I'll stay.
I gotta get back to the kitchen and look after those two children.
Kevin, Rufus had told Alice he was going to sell her children. It was just a little lie. Of course he wasn't, he claimed. She should have known better than to believe such a thing, Rufus said. Oh, Kevin, this is growing too much for me to bear. I fear that I will have to find some way to return to our time. I hold no illusions that I will escape if I attempt to run away again. Abolition is still a fond wish in the North and not a reality anyone believes they can make happen. Even if I made it out of Maryland, bounty hunters could catch me in Philadelphia, even in New York, and bring me back. And it is not coming back so much that I fear, so much as what they'll do to me when they catch me. Now my only friend here is Sarah. Sarah now has charge of the little girl who would become my ancestor. I am all alone, and I long for you, my husband, my only love.
Sent you letters.
You... What letters?
The ones you've been writing to your man.
How did you get them past Rufus?
He ain't himself these days. I put them in the mailbag when he went to send them letters he always sends. Diego at the post office seen him put yours in the mail, said he just pushed them all at Postmaster Kennedy and walked out.
But Rufus always checks that bag.
Master Rufus ain't himself lately.
He's been distraught.
Yeah, that must be it.
Sarah, is there something I'm not understanding here?
Something you never did understand?
What is it, Sarah?
I never hated him like I did his father. So he gets to slip away slow, like Miss Margaret slipped away.
Gets to slip away? What are you saying?
I never did have much use for people and, you know, what they say. But something been vexing my mind these days.
What?
Alice. I never did mean for nothing to happen to that girl.
Alice made her decision.
Or was it that Master Rufus pushed her into hanging herself?
Of course he had something to do with it, but she also chose for herself. What difference does it make, Sarah?
It makes a difference to me. Look over there in that pie safe. Behind the flower. There.
It's a book.
Used to belong to Master Tom. I took it out of his library. Ain't nobody missed it. Not for 8 years now.
What book is it, Sarah? Schofield's Guide to Husbandry and...
It's a book about animals. How to take care of them.
A veterinary manual.
That's right. There's lots in there I still can't read, but most of it I figured out. The most important thing.
These woodcut illustrations are beautiful.
It have another part. A part on how to put them down when they're too sick to cure so they don't feel no pain. The farm animals.
The barometer in Rufus's study. The mercury.
Quicksilver is what they call it in that book.
You've been slowly poisoning all of the whalers.
Master Rufus been in pain since he was a young'un. I easing the pain for him.
They're right. Reading is worse than guns in the hands of a slave.
I don't like to see nobody suffer. Too much. I just been putting him out of that pain. Like I did his daddy and his mama. Like I would any poor sick animal. The good Lord said in the Bible, vengeance is mine. You think that's right?
You're asking me if you are responsible for Alice's death since you've been slowly driving Rufus mad?
Well,
where I come from, you see pictures of this place, of this time. Woodcuts, daguerreotypes. They're all in black and white. But here I am, and it's color everywhere. I have no idea what to tell you, Sarah.
I guess I just wanted to say what I done so I could see it better for myself. Oh. You ready to eat some of this stew?
It isn't.
Oh, Lord, child. You don't have to be scared of the likes of me.
Early December 1826. Dearest Kevin, my letters are away to you, my love. The weeks have passed so slowly since that day Sarah gave me the news. I can only wait now with dread and longing. Will you come? Can we finally leave this place? Already the future seems so dim to me. Did we really come from another world? Or is it my dream? Like the other slaves dream of a distant promised land that is one day awaiting them. But you are not a dream, Kevin. I know you're real, and I'm waiting here for you. I'm waiting. Your wife, Dana.
Get up! Get up there!
Rufus, where's Sarah?
Oh, I gotta get that damn barometer fixed. Can't always be going to rain.
Rufus, I've looked everywhere and I can't find her.
Everything at Daddy's is broke and needs fixing. The money's leaking away like water in a rusted bucket.
We're holding things together. Rufus, I can't find Sarah or Hagar. What have you done with them? Have you sold them?
I ought to tell you that I did, just to put you in your place for once.
You didn't sell them.
No. I sent Hagar and John off last night and Sarah with them to Baltimore. Sarah got a job at my Aunt Tilda's. Oh, you hear something?
No, nothing.
Daddy never had any use for Tildy, even though she was his sister. Said she was a goddamn abolitionist sympathizer, they say. At least she doesn't hold with slavery.
Did you say Sarah has a job?
For wages.
You freed her?
I only freed Sarah so she could look after Hagar and John. Besides, I owe Sarah. She showed loyalty to my family for many years.
Yes, she has. So you freed them all?
They got papers. It's in writing. And anyway, Tildy will keep them as much out of harm as can be.
I'm glad you did it, Rufus. Alice would be glad.
I didn't do it for Alice. I did it for you.
You did what for me?
Not yet. I ain't ready yet.
What are you talking about, Rufus? It's probably one of your creditors coming to visit.
I heard he was in town.
Who? What are you doing, Rufus?
He can't have you. I won't sell.
What are you talking about?
I did it for you. I freed them for you. You can love me now. There's somebody out there, by hell. If I can't have you, by God, nobody will.
Rufus, what are you doing?
Yes, yes.
Rufus!
Oh, come in, sir.
Kevin! Oh, God! Kevin! What have you done, Rufus?
Get back from him.
What have you done?
I said get back. I'll by God shoot you. I'll by God shoot him.
What?
That's right. Get away from him.
Rufus, his head is bleeding where you hit him.
He's not dead. I just hit him with the pistol butt. I could have killed him, you know. If I had wanted to, I could have pulled the trigger. But I didn't. You ought to thank me.
Thank you?
Hell, I can't kill the bastard anyway, because then you'll never see.
What are you talking about?
My legs are about to give out. I got to sit down. Come over here, girl.
I've got to take care of my husband.
You do what you're told for once, or I'll use this pistol.
All right. Stay calm. Stay calm, Massa Rufus.
Hush with that. You ain't fooling me. You don't mean it. You know, I used to have nightmares about you, Dana. They started when I was little, right after you pulled me out of the river. Remember the river?
Of course.
I'd dream about you, wake up in a cold sweat of fear.
I've never hurt you, Rufus.
You don't understand. I'd dream about you leaving me.
I will leave. I have to. I don't belong here.
Yes, you do. As far as I'm concerned, you do. You leave, and sooner or later, you come back. But in my nightmares, you leave without helping me. You walk away and leave me dying.
I haven't done that yet.
When I was with Alice, I didn't have the dreams anymore. Alice made them go away. Now they've come back.
Rufus, you don't need me to live.
Of course I do. You're going to take Alice's place.
What?
When you sent Alice to me that first time and I saw how much she hated me, I thought, I'll fall asleep beside her and she'll kill me. She'll set fire to the bed. I thought about all that, but I wasn't afraid. Because if she killed me, that would be that. But if I lived, I would have her. And by God, I had to have her.
You're so lost, Rufus. So lost. Please let me help Kevin.
You got to save me. You got to make the dreams go away.
But I don't want to save you.
I can make you do anything I want. I'll do it right here. I'll do it right now, by hell. Come here. That's right.
Please take your hands off me, Rufus.
I'll do what I want. I'll touch you where I want. Don't you move, by God. Don't you, by God, move.
You finally made me hate you.
Mine. Mine. Don't move.
Pull up your pants, Rufus.
Dana, you got to see that you're all mine now.
Don't do this, Rufus.
Dana.
Kevin!
Shut up. Shut up.
Dana, I got your letter. So happy. What's going on?
I wanted to let him go. He is a white man after all. But I have to kill him, don't I? I just have to kill him.
Leave my wife alone, you bastard.
She's my property. I bought her. She's mine.
Kevin. Oh, God, Kevin.
You didn't leave me any choice, though, did you, Mr. Franklin? It's my sworn duty to protect my property.
Nobody owns Dana.
This pistol says I own her. You hear me? You ain't listening to me, are you? You never did know right from wrong. Neither one of you did. I guess I've got to show you. I guess I just got to show you both. She's mine. I won't let you take her. She's my...
You don't own me. You'll never own me. Ever. Never, you bastard. Never.
Oh, Dana. Please don't.
You'll... No!
You killed him. All that blood.
Kevin, are you all right? Kevin?
I'm fine. He missed me by a mile. Did that man?
I mean, he hurt me, but nothing more. Oh, God. Thank God you're alive. Oh, Kevin!
Yes. He forgot about your switchblade.
Oh, he never thought that I would use it. But I warned him. I warned him once that I would kill him if he ever... Oh, God. Kevin, Kevin, grab my hand.
Oh, God, you're starting to fade.
Touch my hand, Kevin.
Dana.
I got you.
Oh, God, here it comes.
But something isn't right.
We're going home.
Something isn't right.
Look at your arm. It isn't fading with us. Stop touching Rufus. Let go the switchblade, Dana!
I can't let go! My fingers won't work! I can't let go of the knife!
She's coming around now. Are you sure you should be here?
Of course I should be here. I'm her husband.
Mr. Franklin, this woman's left forearm is gone. Completely gone from the elbow down.
What are you implying? I put the tourniquet on her before the ambulance got there, you know.
There are stripes from beating on her back?
Yes. She was beaten. Long ago.
Kevin.
As her attending physician, you better believe that I've mentioned this to the police.
He didn't do it.
What's that you say, ma'am?
Kevin didn't do it.
None of it?
None of it.
Well, who is to blame then?
The times we live in.
The times? That's not any kind of explanation.
It will have to do. It will have to do.
I'll check back with you soon.
Can I get you anything, Dana? I mean, anything you want, I'll find. I'm so glad you're alive.
Kevin, my arm is gone. It's almost... 20.
I missed you so much.
Are you sure it's all right? I'm not the woman I was.
Everything is finally all right again.
I lost my left arm. It's just gone.
I'm sorry, Dana. I'm sorry about all of it.
You know what?
What?
I like you better with the beard.
Really? You do?
Don't cut it off.
I love you, Dana.
I felt it. Every day. I feel it now.
Well, here we are. The house. Would you look at that? Somebody's charging $10 a pop for the grand tour. Looks better than it ever did in, well, in real life, I guess you'd call it.
They painted it white. How quaint.
What's all this they're growing around here?
Soybeans, I think.
I'm surprised they didn't relocate the cemetery or plow it under.
Somebody got it declared a historical landmark.
Well, they sure didn't keep the place up. Half of these gravestones are broken.
And the other half are knocked over.
Here's, no, this is for a Lucian Whelan.
That was his grandfather. My ancestor on Rufus's side.
Rufus could have made a will. He could have freed all of them. Your other ancestors.
He was 25. He probably thought he had plenty of time.
Stop defending him.
I'm defending myself in a way. I know why he wouldn't make that kind of will. I asked him and he told me.
Why?
He thought I'd kill him afterwards.
He may have said that, but I don't think he ever believed you'd actually kill him.
But I did.
When he was going to shoot me.
Self-defense.
Yes.
At the cost. All the Wayland slaves except for Sarah and Alice's children sold away.
It's over. It was always over.
I know. Why did I even want to come here? You'd think I would have had enough of the past.
For the same reason I came. To touch solid evidence that those people existed. To reassure yourself that we're sane. I lost 8 years to that damn time. 8 years lost from you, Dana.
I know, my love. If we told anyone else about this, anyone at all,
they'd think we were crazy.
But both of us know the truth.
I'll be damned. Here it is, I think. The moss is so thick you can barely read the lettering.
I brought a knife. It's kind of hard for me to scrape the moss off with just one arm.
You manage most everything.
I need leverage. Here, I can open the knife well enough one-handed, but you clean the letters, okay?
Yeah, sure. There. That should just about do it.
Rufus Thelonious Whalen, born 1802, died 1827. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Here's your knife back, Dana.
Thanks.
So, do we go in? Do we take the tour of the old Whalen place? It'll only set us back $20.
We're not tourists here. Besides, I have to be at my new job tomorrow morning.
Yes, I guess you do.
And you have to teach.
Yes.
Let's get out of here.
All right. It's all right by me.
If we take the bridge in Annapolis, we can make it back to Baltimore by night.